This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Presidential candidate Ben Carson is illustrating how a little ignorance can go a long ways. When asked about the Terry Schiavo case, Carson showed he was not well read in on the case and that he clearly assumed that Terry died, despite everyone's good intentions. As a refresher, Terry Schiavo was the woman who could interact with family but was declared to be a so-called vegetable. Her legal husband, who had two children with his girlfriend, managed to find the help of two fraternity brothers. One was his attorney, and the other became the judge who sentenced Terry to a painful dehydration death. Needless to say, the family of Terry Schiavo is distressed over Carson's comment that her case was much ado about nothing. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. The funding of Planned Parenthood became a convenient dodge to a question about an FBI State Department email investigation for candidate Hillary Clinton during Saturday's debate. She diverted attention from character questions by sleight of hand. Her defense against the FBI question was to impugn or question the media question itself, then state that Republicans have crazy ideas about things like abortion, and to further state that Democrat candidates all support Planned Parenthood funding. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.